talk a little bit about you and me and life. What have you got in your hand there?
It's a fan letter.
Are you going to read that?
Later, yes. It's just a... what's this guy's name? Brian Fitzgerald of Toronto, Ontario, wants to know some things about some songs, so I thought
it'd
be good to answer him over the air.
Yes, it'll fit in perfectly.
Are you listening, Mr. Fitzgerald? If not...
Anybody who knows Mr. Fitzgerald...
Give him a call.
Give him a call. Tell him he's going to be answered on the air. We're also going to answer questions from some other people who called in here in the past 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Everything from the basics to...
the phones are
how many times you change your socks. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. And we're going to do it shortly on Chum FM.
If you want some loud and clear, that one name just keeps on coming through.
In Toronto, this is Chum FM, Stereo 104. It's a little after 6:30. Ken Mitchell of Max Webster, guitarist, vocalist... And what did they say in the profile, in the bio? What did Pi write?
A 6'2" praying mantis, 120-pound praying mantis. Hello, everybody.
Yes.
It's nice to be here.
All right. And the concert comes up June 9th, Chum FM Presents.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Special guest Foot and Cold Water at Massey Hall. That's a week from tomorrow night. And after this is all over, we're going to send you to the phones and have you give away five pairs of tickets, I guess to say, and five copies of the new album.
Okay.
All right. Does that sound all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why don't you, just to start it off on your own, why don't you answer these questions that you were talking about in this letter here?
Well, Brian Fitzgerald wanted to know what the French was in Toronto Tontos.
That's
nous sommes fous or something, he writes. What does that mean? Bonjour, amis de malheur, nous sommes fous means greetings to my friends in need, we're crazy. But... the way we pronounce it, most people can't understand the French because we say bonjour, amis de malheur, nous sommes fous. It's kind of like...
it's a North Americanized.
It comes across to the French people like a Frenchman would come across being in a bar going, knock three times on the ceiling if you want me. You know, it's like that.
Right.
That's why we sing it like that. We could go malheur.
But there's no use to even try. There's no use to even try.
No. Basically. And he also wanted to know about coming off the moon, which really surprised me.
The
coming off, yeah, yeah. Coming off the moon is a really heavy drug song. It's coming off the moon, coming down from heroin with his chick is on this heavy trip. Man.
Shaved in photogenic lengths.
Yeah,
yes.
Turn up the sky, Father Music, everything below you is cancer. He wanted to know about that line in that song. Just...
Pi would have to be just, here to explain
well,
that.
Well, yeah, but he's told me about it. turn up the sky, Father Music, just... I don't want to come down. Everything below me is bad. Cancer, you know, freaking out, withdrawals. And he also wanted to know about the last line, licking off the spoon, my lady luck with cheers.
That's obvious.
Yes.
It's a drug song. Well, yes. If you put it in the drug context,
yeah. Yeah. Licking off the spoon, my lady luck with cheers, gave wedding bells to martyrs, burned her grace to tears. She's married to the drugs. He's very bummed out about this.
Yeah.
You know, tying off her arm, my lady luck to dance. There's a... Go ahead and do what you got to do. I'm still reading the letter.
That's all I got to do.
Still reading.
I'm at your disposal here.
Yes. By the way, we're really buzzing out. The whole band's really been buzzing out since we got back about the airplay we're getting, and it's really making us feel good.
Here, you mean?
Yeah,
all
here.
Right. Well,
since we've been back, you know.
How about the States? Is it rolling in the States?
Well, we haven't got any feedback from the States yet because there's people over there are still getting the album.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine another couple of weeks we'll know what's happening as far as airplay goes.
The dates have been going pretty well, though.
Oh, great.
Rush.
Yeah. They're in England now. And
we're going
immediately after Massey Hall. We have a long drive to Brandon, Manitoba to join Styx.
I think.
And we finished.
Drive till you die.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we're doing that. And...
We'll
finish in Vancouver. We're going to spend a few days in the mountains there. They're trying... Styx is playing a few smaller dates there. We really like Styx. They, They're very professional. And
well, they've been at it a while. They've been at it a while. Yeah, they've gone through your stage of the game for for a long while, too.
We get along great with these bands, too. Like people have told us that when you get out on the road, you're going to get this done to you, you're going to get that done to you, you're not going to get any sound checks, you're not going to get this. I suppose that's the fortunate thing, playing with Rush.
We did get that. Yeah.
But besides that, when there's three acts on the bills, like there's Rick Derringer at times, Angel at times, Styx at times, Brownsville Station. Now, there's a band that's got a few heads in them, speaking of heads on people. The guy in the middle is a midget, almost, and Cubby Coda and all that stuff. But they're all really great. Like, it's nice to look over in the middle of the set and see Rick Derringer sitting there going, yeah, all right,
you know, yes.
And saying something to you after. I get starstruck with these people, too, you know, like you walk by Rick Derringer on the side of the stage and I go,
well, yeah. Well, he's somebody we grew up with, you know.
Sure.
His
yeah.
Hang on, Sloopy was pounding out of AM radios when we were just wee ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But anyway, we were really proud of this album when we finished it, and we're really happy it's getting the airplay it's getting so far in Toronto and the response it is getting. And there's going to be a few questions that you've taken later, right?
You've got this all under control here, don't you?
I didn't think I was going to either.
As a matter of fact, somebody did ask a question over the phone.
What do you think of Georgian College and
yeah,
Barry?
Okay, why don't you start off with that? What do you think of Georgian College and Barry?
Well, I can remember, I think this was the night, now. It was, we started off with High Class and Borrowed Shoes, and everybody kind of goes, oh yeah, all right, rock band. Then we did a song called Beyond the Moon. And then Don't Be a Moon, Be a Star, which are fairly heavy stuff. Now, the audience, for some reason, which is quite a change for us, was 80% girls. So they're all wearing nice dresses. And there was something happening, a whole bunch of colleges getting together, and they're all there. And so after the second song, through till the end of the night, there wasn't one sound of applause or appreciation after that. So, like, from then and out, it was just to finish the song, and we'd...
we're done now. The song's over.
Okay, you know.
Okay.
For our next selection. Getting, but for our... I believe that's Georgian College in Barrett. No.
Wait a minute. You're talking about the wrong place completely.
I just realized that.
Enough of that.
Sudbury, that's what Sudbury. Georgian, we love you. You're great.
You hope.
Yeah.
If they still do now. We'll see.
Okay.
A guy, when we were talking about the second album and how proud you were of it, and you have a reason to be proud of it, I told you when I first heard it that, especially in the States, it's only a matter of them hearing it and they'll be getting
They freaked.
Mercury freaked. Yeah.
They just freaked. We were up at Mercury and they're freaking out. You're so good. Oh, man. Oh. You're patting you on the back and all that stuff. Oh, you're so good.
Yes, finding out about the record execs.
Yeah.
Yes, the Pinstripe record execs. Mm-hmm. Anyway, a guy called and wanted to know, he sees a marked contrast between the first and second album, and the contrast he was talking about was was generally a compliment to you, in that number two is much smoother. He mentioned that it doesn't seem to be as Zappa-esque, which I suppose... Toronto Tonos is about the only song that I've ever heard you do that sounds Zappa-esque.
Well,
I don't know. And
to me... The only Zappa-esque thing on the first album was the beginning lick to Summer's Up. Toronto Tonos to me. That's very Zappish.
Yeah.
But
the structure of I think just the slightly absurd structure of Toronto Tonos.
We all put a label on whatever we hear.
But anyway, he thought that the second one was much smoother, and I suppose that's a congratulations from a listener who
Hi, Mike. Hi, Terry. Hi, Gary. They're all listening over at the house. We just finished rehearsal. We're rehearsing some surprises for Massey Hall.
Which we should mention. This is going to be a different show than The New Yorker, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because the New Yorker was not that long ago, and I think maybe some people are going, well, I just saw these guys. You
This guy here, Brian Fitzgerald here, saw us at The New Yorker. One hell of a concert band, he says. All right, thank you, Brian.
All right.
It was nothing.
What about the new stuff? You mentioned to me on the phone something about female singers.
Well, didn't you like I say, we're rehearsing some very pretty surprises today.
All right. And what role are they going to play? They're going to be doing a lot of the stuff? Or just
I didn't say they were girls.
Of the tracks?
Oh. I didn't say that.
Oh, you just said they were...
You're assuming that.
Oh, I guess I am, right?
They're clones.
Kathy's clone, yes.
Yeah.
All right. A girl called, well, we were talking about Zappa influences there. A girl called and said she thought she heard more of Alex Harvey in your music. Yes. And as a matter of fact, knowing you, I do know that you are enamored of Alex Harvey's music.
Mm-hmm.
You think it comes out a lot? I mean, you pick it from here and there. You write your music, and it, you know, it's a part of you, which is a synthesis of all the things you've heard growing up over the years. But
mm-hmm. I would say America's Veins on the second album, High Class and Borrowed Shoes. The way I deliver gravity
mm-hmm.
is all coming from Alex Harvey. That person was right on. Like, I was listening to a lot of Alex Harvey about it when I wrote this stuff.
What are the things you listen to? Just list them off. Beefheart is in there too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Weather Report.
Yes.
Gary's big on Weather Report.
Yes, Gary's very big on Weather Report.
Terry's big on Walter Carlos.
Terry's big on... I don't know what Terry's big on. Terry's an accomplished mystery, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. Okay, let's see. Where are we here? Another guy also wanted to know about the balladry. Now, he said he thought... Evidently, he's seen you in a bar or something,
mm-hmm.
and there is a fairly... Well, there's a little section of sets that was happening in bars that was... Mm-hmm. You'd sit down with the plastic guitar and do the yes. nice mellow pieces.
I'm going to break that plastic guitar over your head, Ringer, one of these days.
You should paint it on there. Paint it on the guitar. It is officially the plastic guitar now.
Yeah.
It should be known as that. But he thought that you were more of a rock band now, and I... contradicted him. I think that the second album especially
is... I thought we were a bluegrass band. No, he's...
a disco band.
Yeah, he's right. We're a rock band.
Basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, but there's also a lot of ballads that we do. There's a lot of ballads that I've written that the band doesn't do. For the second album, we knew we were going to be in the States and playing for Americans is much like you feel sometimes as though you're up on a football field, you know, like they're out there just, it's like they're at a football game rather than a rock concert. So to whip out a plastic guitar and start singing love songs would mean instant death.
Instant.
Rush! We want Rush!
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you get that anyway. You know, they've come to see Rush. So if we're playing with Rush and we knew we were going to be for a while,
mm-hmm.
because we both really like working together anyway. It's easy, it's convenient for both of us. It's very mellow for them, mm-hmm. as they say.
Very mellow,
yeah.
Yes. Anyway.
So that's the reason why the rockers
you
play.
You have to gear it to a concert hall, basically.
A rock concert hall, yeah.
Right.
Now, when we start headlining, we'll start working that stuff in, I'm sure, because it's a definite part of our repertoire,
yes. I believe the word
yeah.
is.
Yes, well, we like the diversity, and that's part of a...
Have you run into any problems or many problems trying to do things like Toronto Tanos, which people here can definitely relate to, but down
you
there
you said
it's
that
a little...
as if you heard a story, Rick.
Who, me, what?
Yes, we...
I mean, you know, it's only logical, especially, yeah. you know, tying into what you were just
first
talking about.
First of all, our American record company, which is Mercury... They're not crazy about the song. They never were. They don't like our antics.
They don't like the Max Webster dance.
No, they don't like our antics. They would rather hear us play because they say we're...
It's easier for them to sell that, basically.
Yeah, yeah, well, they say we're very good instrumentalists, too, so they...
Oh, I'll go
they
along
enjoy,
with that.
Sure. Thank you. They enjoy hearing that rather than seeing the antics. Now, sometimes Toronto Tunnel, like, we'll be doing great up until Toronto Tunnels, and then as soon as Bonjour, vous the million nous sommes fous.
French
now,
lyrics, yeah.
If it
I
was
mean,
in
yeah.
Toronto, it's Toronto's song. It's right. our song.
It's an know? Anthem. It's an anthem.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
And it's fun, and it's great, and everybody here recognizes it, thanks to...
Oh, it was nothing. Twas nothing.
You know, it didn't get the sticker.
No, it didn't.
Okay.
And...
wasn't I supposed to say that?
Oh,
okay.
Doesn't matter. We're open about things here.
Yeah, so Toronto Tunnels, sometimes the vibes get a little weird, so we have the set plan so that we go right into Hangover after that, and we can always bring him back if we're losing him, but I would say 60-70% of the audience usually really likes that song just because we step out and do something different than what they're going to hear throughout the evening.
You're going to do something different at Massey Hall. A couple of things, hopefully. Some new things, perhaps. Mm-hmm. What's happening here? What's What sort of direction? Is it more more ballads?
There will be a section in the show where I will sit down with the guitar and play some mellow stuff.
How about the new things?
New things are almost ready. We've got a new thing we're working on right now. We're trying to get it up. I can't promise anything. It's called The Party.
The Party.
It's sort of almost an extension of On the Road, although it isn't.
Or Here Among the Cats. It could almost be a little bit like Here Among the Cats. Yeah.
Yeah. There's great. It's great party lines. I mean, it just describes your basic American rock star party. The limousines are hot, built-in bars and shops, and then the song is about the musicians being at the party. And they start pointing out people. Here's Lucy. She's choosy of who calls her on the phone. She's from a very rich foreign family, but displaced because of rivalry at home. And Daphne the orphan, it goes on. And then we're the musicians here catching the color of your skin. And then it goes into...
You realize, of course, you're going to have that worked up now. Now that you've exposed part of the lyrical content of that song, you're going to have it ready for Massey.
I will hold you to it, personally.
Did you guys hear that over at the house?
Okay.
Okay. It wouldn't be that hard, I wouldn't think.
We had planned on doing some stuff that isn't on albums anyway.
Good. It'd be nice. It would be very nice to see. And
because we haven't played. We've been playing first album material since January pretty well. And getting back, we're just dying to wheel into some numbers, you know, and play our little buns off.
Start stretching out again.
Well, I'm not getting self-indulgent. No,
but I'm just talking about having the chance to play for an hour, perhaps.
If we get self-indulgent, Larry Wilson will pan us.
All right. She caught me in the washroom, and I had crayons in my hands.
This is a little dinner music for everybody who's just finishing up dinner.
Terry, the accomplished mystery on the end there.
And Gary McCracken on drums.
And Mike
Tilka. The human magnet.
The human magnet and Mike Tilka challenging all Canadian wildlife. That is America's Veins from High Class and Borrowed Shoes. And shortly here, Kim Mitchell will be giving away 5 pairs of tickets to the June 9th concert.
That's right.
At Massey, and 5 copies of the LP. And that comes up very shortly on Chum FM.
When Midas replaces your mother, do just a little bit extra, and we know just a little bit more.
Toronto area.
Okay, here we go. Lesson number 1.
Okay. Little high class and Gucci belt there. This is Chum FM in Toronto. I'm Rick Ringer, and Kim Mitchell is by my side. And before we wrap this up and send you to the phones, I have one question that I'd like to get off my mind myself, and that has to do with your role as guitar player in the band. And when I've seen you live, I know that you're very good. You're more than a rhythm player, and yet most of your playing on the high class especially, it seems like, is geared more to a rhythm guitar setup. And Terry is doing most of the soloing these days. What's that all about?
Pardon?
Come on, don't do that to me.
I know what you mean. It's just the particular songs that are on there are not don't have a lot of guitar soloing. We have songs that have guitar soloing, but when we learn tunes and when we write them, I don't know. Maybe I feel a little guilty or something. Well, I'm going to play a guitar solo here. You know, I don't know.
I didn't want to put you on the spot.
You're not putting me on the spot, but that's how...
Make this traumatic or anything. No.
I didn't get any guitar solos on the album. Oh, no.
That is not to say that Terry does not do a good job filling the spaces that he does, because he does an excellent job, especially on the second album. I've heard more people say that who think Terry's growth has been excellent.
Oh, it is. He's phenomenal.
But I would just... Yeah. If I were your producer, I'd say... open up once in a while. Let it fly. Like on O War, there's a little solo on O War there that just cooks for a few bars. And then, I don't know, it's nothing to worry about.
No, I know what you're saying. And on the third and fourth, there'll be more of those appearing. like I say, I just sometimes towards the band, I just it's hard to say. Okay, guys.
Okay, move over. I'm coming in.
Yeah, for 5 minutes here,
I'm coming in with a Travis Bean.
Yeah, wheel out, which got stolen.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, shouldn't even have brought that up.
I've had more guitars stolen. I don't believe it.
Than who?
Than Randy Bachman.
Yes. All right, 870-9131 is the telephone number here.
Love to talk to you, folks.
The lines are cleared, and you just heard it. Kim Mitchell would love to talk to you.
It's amazing how he
and
just did that.
First five people... Well, not the first five, but the five people who Kim Mitchell happens to pick up the telephone line and talk to will receive a pair of tickets each and a copy of High Class
Maybe
of Borrowed
I could meet
Shoes.
A girlfriend for, or something.
Yeah, pick one up for me while you're at it. Okay,
man.
On the road.
Yes.
The heart is slow.
Yes, this is he.
The mind is not clocked. The feet are sore.
Yeah.
And you get obscene phone calls all the time.
When are you guys going to learn to play some music? just a minute. I'm just holding on here so the disc jockey can do his thing here.
That's Max Webster from... That's... That's Max Webster from High Class and Borrowed Shoes on Chum FM in Toronto. And, it's 7 o'clock.